It is time for the best 5 minutes of the day on this Tuesday morning. Got Jason Kanz on the line, neuropsychologist from Marshfield Clinic. Good morning.
Good morning.
So did your power go out overnight?
It did not.
It's weird. Ours did. It was one of those deals. Went to bed at about 9:15. I woke up. And, you know, when you look at the clock, you get those reactions. And I had the very happy reaction to see it was only 10:30, and I felt like I'd slept many hours.
Sure.
But then later saw a flashing. I still use a clock radio. I was still a flashing at, like, and it was flashing 12:30. But I could tell, like, okay, the power had gone out, and it was really, like, 2:30, so.
Sure. That's always a disappointment. You get that initial excitement, and then it's like, oh, no, that's not actually right.
Right. So I had the happy experience that it was just 10:30. Yeah. I'm like, wow, I feel like I've slept many hours. But, yeah. So I'm asked, why did I ask that? Well, because our power went out, so I just wondered. But and did it rain last night?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
at least not that
right.
I didn't go outside and look yet. But
yeah, it wasn't supposed to, right? So, okay.
Yeah, right. I'm curious that you're still using a clock radio.
Yeah, it's really old. I don't know. It's just kind of, you know, now it's kind of broken down a little bit. Like, it used to be one of those, you could have set double alarms, you know, and
sure,
you can only set one of them now, but still.
Huh. Well, there you go.
You use your phone or what?
Yeah. Actually, currently I have a Fitbit watch, and it has a wrist alarm that just goes off. It just buzzes, and that wakes me up in the morning.
Does it keep you fit?
Not always.
Yeah. No,
but at least it wakes me up in the morning.
Okay. It makes people think you're focused on that.
Right. Yes, exactly.
I think I said to you Thursday night at that book group, I said if reading, you know, reading is exercise for the mind, and if somehow you could get that translated to the body, you'd be in good shape.
I'd be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is he still the standard for a good shape? Yeah,
okay. I don't know. That's kind of like clock radios, I suppose.
You're dating yourself there, so.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, we got work to do. 66 sure. Love letters. Larry Crabb's wonderful imagined conversation between he and the Lord on all 66 books of the Bible. It took him 5 years. It's his magnum opus, even from his own reckoning. And love letter 23, Isaiah. Boy, this is a tough one, but you can understand. Prepare to be slapped and then hugged, you know?
Sure.
And that fits because, like, you know, there's this incredible breakdown with Isaiah, the first 39 books, and then the next 27. And it's kind of like the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Right, right.
Yeah. All right, we reach Isaiah today, and here's what it reads. The paragraph in the epilogue, it's the story everyone needs to hear, goes like this. You really are very foolish. You cling to the belief that a difficult life is a worse problem than a selfish soul. Like a father with a foolish child, I must reward your foolishness with pain. But the pain I bring is always redemptive. It opens you to receive the comfort of forgiveness and the sure hope of becoming the person I created you to be.
Yeah, that idea of being the sure hope of becoming who God has created us to be, that's a good hope to cling to. And certainly hope that that's what God is up to.
But I believe it. I mean, I think Larry hit another home run with that description. One paragraph for the whole book of Isaiah. And I just think redemptive pain. I mean, I think, God's heart is always redemption and reconciliation, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
One of my favorite books of the Bible, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting because we've talked about if you did Letters to the Beloved in the Old Testament, where would you start with?
Yeah, I would love to go there. Yeah, I would start with the prophets. And other people have suggested doing like the wisdom book.
Uh-huh.
But I really think the prophets would be where I would want to go with that.
Would you start with Isaiah?
Probably.
Yeah.
Comes first in the list. So
That would be a lengthy work, 66 chapters.
It would, yes.
Speaking of lengthy, in Letters to the Beloved, you cordon off Galatians 5:13-15 in one long paragraph, my friend.
Let's see what we got. It says, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love, for the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you are always biting and devouring one another, watch out. Beware of destroying one another.
Okay, I want to just point out, it's not just Jason and I who jump up and down on the trampoline of love every day. It's in the Bible, people, yeah. Right?
Right. Absolute. 100%. Yep.
All right, so here we go. At least the beginning of your lengthy paragraph in your devotional commentary, Letters of Love. So now what? You are utterly free. Because of my grace, there are no demands on you. You may do whatever you wish because the law has no bearing on your salvation. If what I say is true, does it mean that you should continue in self-centeredness and pleasure-seeking? Beloved, if you choose to live that way, I will love you no less, but my spirit will continue the work of changing your affections. As you internalize my message of grace, your motivations will begin to change. You're already moving from self-centered hedonism to other-centered service. Servanthood is the fruit of my love growing in you. Do you want to know how to follow every rule and regulation written in my word? Simple. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love is the fuel that runs my whole kingdom. Love that. When you are stuck in self-centered living, do not be surprised when you are the one who loses it all.
Yeah, I mean, that's good stuff. The love is the fuel that runs my whole kingdom.
Yes, that's a great line. How'd you come up with that?
The message that we're... I don't know. I don't know how I came up with a lot of this stuff in here. But it makes me smile when we go back and read it now. So.
Yeah, for sure. No, there's a couple of them I'm going to underline in there. That's outstanding. All right. If people want to get a copy of Letters to Beloved, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can either reach out to me directly, like through Facebook is a good way, or it's available on Amazon, Letters to the Beloved.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk tomorrow.
Yep.
So kind of a big deal in our house, Caleb, because Dawson is a best man in a wedding on Saturday. And I know he's getting... And I don't know for sure. I've talked to him. I think he's wearing a tux. I'm not completely sure. But, I mean, it's might just be a suit. But it's from Muldoon's.
Right on.
And so he's having his first experience is that. I don't think he's ever even been a groomsman. But to just begin as best man, that's a big deal, you know?
Yeah, man. Starting out, coming in hot, Dawson.
I know. Exactly. Well, all last week, Caleb, the Backpack to School Challenge, and I think we got some final numbers, huh?
We do indeed, yes. Thank you so much to everyone who stepped up and gave. Again, we were telling you we had a bigger goal than ever before of $15,000 because new this year we wanted to serve students locally and globally. Locally with We Care Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard Church. Valley Vineyard's distribution is coming up this Sunday, and then We Care Eau Claire just a little bit later on in August, and they're expecting to serve over 2,200 children combined. But we wanted to add an international element with Teamwork Africa and Starfish Kids, those who are living in such desperate poverty and aren't even allowed to go to school if they don't have the right things that they need. And so we wanted to give a third to each one of those organizations. So we started out, Halville, with $4,750, and we gave all of you one week to hopefully double and triple that amount, which is an intrepid goal, I would say, especially here in the summer when things are a little bit slower for a lot of giving.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it really helped out of the gate. I'll take a head start, and our business sponsors together, we had a better head start than last year when we reached 12,000, but could we reach 15?
Yes, so $4,750 trying to get to 15,000, and you were hearing us talk about it at the end of last week. We made that goal, Havel, and exceeded it.
Tell me the final number,
$16,430.72, if you want to be exact.
Get it right down, yeah.
Yeah, so thank you so much. That provides over 328 backpacks. And again, those funds were distributed evenly three ways between Teamwork Africa, We Care Eau Claire, and Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa Falls. It was a lot of fun sending out, after everything had been tallied yesterday, sending out that email to organizations and saying, hey, we've got these checks for you to pick up. And hoping that it will be a boost and a blessing to you.
Wow. I mean, way to go, business sponsors. Way to go, WWIB listeners, listening, responding, acting accordingly. And wow, spreading it out beyond the Chippewa Valley. And certainly the need there, as we've heard from Danny Graham with the Eau Claire School District and others. But yes, to the third world where my wife is. And she's not going to be back in the States till August 24th. So, yeah, I had that Starfish Day. It was bumped back a day to Sunday. So, yeah, on behalf of her and Teamwork Africa, and at least that third of it, thank you so, so, so very much. So, well, Greg Stewart, our music director, telling us brand new music from Casting Crowns is available. So let's not wait. Let's get to it. It's All Because of Mercy on WIB.
could stand here and try to tell you I found my way here on my own. Brought to life this heart of stone. Made up my own mind to change my own life. Working my own way to good, as if anybody could. But the truth is I've been broken since my very first breath. And the truth is I've been wandering since my very first death.
Trivia returns, first time in a couple of weeks.
Yes, and we are so glad to have a great prize for you today. We always try and find some great prizes, but how about this? The Midwest Unity Fest is coming up August 18th through the 20th in Unity, Wisconsin. The Monster Hall event grounds over there in Unity. By the way, you can get tickets at monsterhallevents.com. But how about two tickets for you? Again, Midwest Unity Fest, Christian Music Festival. Here's just some of the bands going to be there. Consumed by Fire, First Things First, is a mega hit. You're going to love that song. Seventh Day Slumber, Remedy, Drive, Ignescent. Landon Huey from Oasis Church is going to be there as a speaker. Darren Streblo, popular Christian comedian. King's Conquest, they were just at One Fest last year. Just a few of the names going to be at Midwest Unity Fest coming up August 18th through the 20th in Unity, Wisconsin. And we want to get you two tickets if you can answer our question today, Havel.
Boy, it sounds like a great time. Again, 723-2555, the call-in and win number. If you haven't won in the last month, you're eligible.
So, 715-723-2555, as Havel said, and this is the question today. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? If you're typical, if you're average, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? Okay.
Hmm. What could it be? Again, as long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you can call. No penalty for wrong answers. Two tickets to Midwest Unity Fest on the line. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? 715-723-2555. Consumed by Fire, Seventh Day Slumber, Remedy Drive, and so many others you can see live in person for free.
All right. And so people are a little rusty on the call. They haven't
called
in.
I know. We haven't done this for
a couple weeks. Yeah. So 723-2555. I'm going to get them started just to show them what a guest is looking like. So is it 180 hours a year eating cereal?
It is not eating cereal.
Okay. All right.
But that's a good guess. Try again.
All right. Something. 723-2555. What do you spend a typical person about 180 hours a year doing?
715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win two tickets to Midwest Unity Fest in Unity, Wisconsin. You're going to be hearing more about that in the coming days here on WWIB as well. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what?
I was about ready to move it to 8:15 with no guesses, but we do have a caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Deb, and I'm from Stanley.
Hey, Deb.
And I want to guess, how about reading your Bible?
Reading your Bible. That's a good guess, Deb from Stanley. Mm. Not what we're looking for. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? Deb, you go ahead and call back.
That's an interesting question, though. I wonder how many hours.
Yeah, I know. That makes me wonder. It's like, wow.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that'd be about half an hour a day. I mean, that would be good. I mean, would be great as well, too. But sometimes I would say a lot of times maybe I'm not even up to that half an hour. And wow. No.
That got me thinking. There was good encouragement in the sermon I heard on Sunday to read John 1. By the way, 723-255. Read John. And I read John 1 yesterday, but, maybe a little bit of Galatians this morning is it. 723-2555. Deb, the only caller this morning, Caleb.
Yeah, nobody else is up and moving thinking, like, what could this be? If you're typically spent about 180 hours this year doing what? It's not eating cereal or reading your Bible. Those are the two guesses so far.
I like to do both together. All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Jen from Boyd.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, I'm going to guess showering.
Showering. 180 hours showering.
Great guess. Not it.
Not showering.
All right, they're just kind of trickling in here this morning. It's just kind of like a very light rain. So,
which we probably need.
Yeah, but not on Thursday for the picnic. All right, so we're going to move it to 8:15 just because it's just kind of slow here this morning. Round two of Tuesday Trivia on this August 8th.
Yes, what we have for you is two full event tickets to Midwest Unity Fest coming up August 18th through the 20th in Unity, Wisconsin. Headliner Consumed by Fire. You've been loving their songs here in WWIB. Seventh Day Slumber going to be there. Remedy Drive, Ignescent, The Letter Black, comedian Darren Streblo, King's Conquest going to be there, and more. August 18th through the 20th at the Monster Hall Event Grounds in Unity, Wisconsin. MonsterHallEvents.com to get tickets. Or if you can answer our trivia correctly, we'll give you two full event tickets again to Midwest Unity Fest. Here's the question. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? If you're typical, if you're average, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what?
All right. 723-2555. I love the name, Midwest Unity Fest. It's in Unity. Christian unity is so important. Jesus prayed for it in his prayer in John. And so it's perfect, right? Perfect name.
Yeah, and again, Consumed by Fire. Let me just say, the way they are rapidly ascending, I think you should be very grateful, too, that they're here and in our area, too, in Unity, too. Because, again, it just seems like they are probably going to be playing bigger and bigger shows and festivals as they go forward. So don't miss this chance to see Consumed by Fire. Remedy Drive is a classic. They're fantastic. Seventh Day Slumber, I've seen them before. They're great in concert. So Midwest Unity Fest, chance to get two tickets for free. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? 715-723-2555. Area code 715-723-2555. If you're average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? Incorrect answers, Havo.
What
it's not eating cereal. It's not reading your Bible. It's not showering. Not 180 hours doing any of those things. 715-723-2555.
What might it be? Give us a guess. 723-2555. Now, what do these tickets go for?
These are full event tickets, so $40 a piece for 2 days. So, yeah, $80 worth of tickets for you. It's $25 for 1 day, $40 for 2 days. So, yeah, $80 value with this prize. Give it a try. No penalty for wrong answers at 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia. You're in the WIB Wake Up Show. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what?
Caleb, those are very affordable tickets, but I got to say, I'd rather win them for free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Again, August 18th through the 20th in Unity. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? What could it be? We'll give you a chance to think about it.
Do we have a prize just for calling?
Yeah. Everybody's kind of like, no, we're still tired.
Yeah, yeah, right. All right. Well, we'll repeat the... Oh, here we go. A caller on WWIB at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Nancy. I'm calling from Medford.
Hey, Nancy from Medford. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? What do you think, Nancy?
Waiting in traffic.
Waiting in traffic.
For the lights.
You know what, Nancy? Certain lights feel like you wait 180 hours.
Oh,
you know?
There's one just north of the station here that takes forever. That's not it. Not what we're looking for, but go ahead and call back, Nancy. Good to hear from Medford this morning.
Yeah, and being in Medford, she's a little closer to Unity, right?
So. Absolutely.
Good morning, WWIB.
Hey, good morning. How about traveling someplace?
Traveling someplace. In general. And it's not commuting either. We'll say not traveling or not commuting. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? What could it be?
All right. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Christine from New Auburn. How about brushing your teeth?
Brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
That is a good habit, Christine.
Supposed to brush for about 2 minutes. I guess if you add it all up, what it adds up to, but it's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Christine. Try again. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? It's not eating cereal, reading your Bible, showering, waiting in traffic, traveling, or brushing your teeth.
Kind of like a guide through a typical day.
Right? Yeah, I know. All these things would be good to do.
We've got breakfast and all sorts of things covered at 723-2555 as the guests continue to come in. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Osseo.
Well, I'm sorry, what was the name?
Sherry calling from Osseo.
All right, Sherry, give it a try.
Not me, but taking selfies.
Taking selfies. And Sherry's like, I don't do that. But 180 hours a year taking selfies, Sherry from Osseo?
No.
Not taking selfies. I hope it's not higher. I hope it's not higher than that.
Yeah, right. That was a good
guess. Thank you.
That was a great
guess. Again, if you're typical, you spend about 180 hours this year doing what? I would say I am not typical. Yeah. And not that I would spend more than 180 hours. I would say I spend less than 180 hours.
You know, a lot of times you'll see, I mean, I think of Facebook as kind of like a scouting report on somebody before you see people. You're like, I know what you've been up to, right?
There you go. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? Giving away 2 tickets to the Midwest Unity Fest coming up August 18th through the 20th in Unity, Wisconsin.
I think we're going to kind of stall out here, Caleb. So I tell you what, how about a song from one of those groups again? We're kind of highlighting what a great deal this is to go to the Midwest Unity Fest. You mentioned, we heard from Consumed by Fire a couple of times, but what about Seventh Day Slumber? They're one of the groups. They'll be there. Here they are with Trust in Me, taking us toward weather. We'll try again, 8:45 here on WIB. Tuesday Trivia, round 3 on the WIB Wake Up Show for this Tuesday, August 8th.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. The answer to this question is what we are seeking on Tuesday Trivia. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? If you're typical, if you're average, you'll spend about 180 hours a year doing what? 715-723-2555. Our prize is 2 full event tickets to Midwest Unity Fest, August 18th through the 20th in Unity, Wisconsin. The Monster Hall event grounds there. Headliner, Consumed by Fire, plus Seventh Day Slumber, The Letter Black, Ignescent Remedy, Drive, King's Conquest. They were at One Fest last year, Darren Streblow, and more. Midwest Unity Fest. Find them on Facebook. Tickets at monsterhallevents.com. But we want to send somebody for free $80 value on these 2 full event tickets.
Well, it sounds fantastic. Great music, great fun, inspiration, and you get to go for free. So 723-2555. What are the wrong answers?
Incorrect answers so far. Again, question, if you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? It's not eating cereal, reading your Bible, showering, waiting in traffic. It's not traveling or commuting. It's not brushing your teeth. It's not 180 hours a year taking selfies. So what's the right answer? 715-723-2555. Give us a call on the studio line here.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Timo, and I come from Germany. But my grandparents live in Wisconsin.
Ah. Right on.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks. What do you think?
I think it's eating.
Is it eating? Is it 180 hours eating?
That's a good guess, bud.
Timo, it's not what we're looking for. Call us back, my friend. 715-723-2555. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what?
We did get somebody who called in between and who guessed, is it watching TV? And so it's not that either.
Not watching TV. That's a bonus wrong answer. And it probably a lot more than that, I would think, typically. we watch a lot of TV in this country. Really, I mean, worldwide. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, the studies usually like anywhere from 7 to 10 hours a day, right?
So, that's a lot.
Yeah.
If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours a year doing what?
Uh-huh.
I've mentioned that I do not think I spend this many hours a year doing this. I'm quite confident that I do not.
I don't think I do. I mean, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, but so there's, is that a hint?
I guess so. I guess that's our first hint. So neither of us think we spend 180 hours. So we're not typical. We're atypical in this fashion.
Uh-huh.
But if you're average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what? Not eating cereal, reading your Bible, showering, waiting in traffic, traveling or commuting, brushing your teeth, taking selfies, eating or watching TV. 715-723-2555 for these Midwest Unity Festival tickets. And an $80 value, full event tickets for both days.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Crystal from Jump River.
Hey, Crystal.
What do you think?
How about, like, cleaning?
Cleaning?
Cleaning.
Clean the house. Sure.
Do you think you spend 180 plus hours a year cleaning, Crystal?
Yes.
Yeah. it is not, in a way, bonus into here. In a way, I would say Crystal's probably on the right track in a way.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't really help.
Yeah.
But sort of.
I want to say more.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't want to get Caleb mad at me. So.
Call us back, Crystal. 715-723-2555. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what?
Yeah, so.
Hi, is it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it doing the laundry?
Is it doing the laundry? Not doing the laundry.
So that's where people are picking up on, if cleaning. And so.
Yeah, and I.
Yeah, I know. There's something else you could say that makes it kind of obvious.
Yeah, I know, and that we don't want to make it too obvious.
No, we don't. We don't want to be Captain Obvious. Hi, WWIB.
Hi, this is Lois from Boyd.
Hi, Lois.
Hey, Lois.
Is it showering?
Is it showering? That was already guessed. You can have a bonus guess, Lois.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, go ahead and guess again.
Is it drinking coffee?
Drinking coffee, 180 hours just savoring that coffee.
No, that's a
really
great
good guess.
That's a great guess, and I'm sure it's that's not it, though.
Not drinking coffee. Thank you, Lois from Boyd. If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what?
I think we've got another caller. Maybe somebody had answered outside. Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show. Hello?
Hey, you're live on the radio.
All right, forget it.
All right.
Hi, WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Sam. I'm calling from Chippewa Falls. My guess is washing dishes.
Washing dishes. Is it washing dishes? Not washing dishes. Thank you, Sam. Thank you for calling from Chippewa. If you're typical, you spend about 180 hours this year doing what?
Uh-huh. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Crystal again.
All right.
So somebody guessed washing laundry, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so would it be mopping floors?
Mopping floors. Is it cleaning the floors?
It's not.
Not 180 hours a year cleaning the floors. Mopping the floors. Not doing laundry. And I don't know. I hope I didn't send people in the wrong direction with my clue.
I had the similar thought. You said it. I had the similar thought. It is, you know, leading us in that direction. But, and there's something else. Whatever else we'd say would make it too obvious. So,
I mean, could we say that maybe more guys do this than gals?
I don't know in today's world if you can say that, but you just did. So all
I kind of did. Yeah.
All right. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. You're on the air. Trying to give away two Midwest Unity Fest tickets. Consumed by Fire, the headliner.
Yeah.
7 Day Slumber, Remedy Drive, so many more.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
Hey, Jan.
Cleaning out your car.
Cleaning out your car. Good guess. Nope. Not what we're looking for.
Just a few more guesses. Hi, WWIB.
What do you think?
All right, well.
If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what?
Good morning. You have a guess for us? Wow. Okay.
I feel like sometimes we get 180 hours worth of call and hang-ups during the course of the year on the show.
Hi, you have one of the last guesses of the morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Augusta.
Okay. Hey, Jennifer from Augusta. Go ahead.
Taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash. I hope it doesn't take me 180 hours to take out the trash, but I... Yeah, could be.
I think I'm going to give another. You've given some. I'm going to... Sure. This is... You're moving us in the right direction in the terms of... You're getting us outside.
If you're typical, you'll spend about 180 hours this year doing what?
We want to get a winner. Hi, WWIB.
Okay, is it lawn work, mowing, lawn care?
Like yard work, right? Yes, you are absolutely correct. It's 180 hours doing yard work.
Is this Crystal?
This is Crystal.
All congratulations, right. Crystal. Thank you for getting us moving in the right direction and just making us feel guilty for not giving more hints so that we actually got
it. It was justice that she ended up getting it.
Well, Crystal, you're going to Midwest Unity Fest August 18th through the 20th, Consumed by Fire, Seventh-day Slumber, Remedy Drive. How about that?
That sounds like a great weekend.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Hang on the line. We'll let you know how to pick up your tickets. Yes, 180 hours annually if you're typical doing yard work. Uh-huh. I am not typical. I hope I don't spend anywhere close to that long.
Yeah, I know. It got me thinking.